Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. And presented by Surf Pro in Vermilion County, I'm Chad Baker. Down the line, we've got the coach, John Spasia. Can you hear us, coach? Yeah. I hear him. I don't know that he hears me. Coach. And he's waving high. So I think there's something missing back at his palace, as it were. Maybe there.
Here we go.
Now you got us looped. Let's take down one of those. There we go. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, so that device works. And well, I'm glad you use multiple devices to test this out. Otherwise, we'd be working on tech stuff all hour here.
I know. It's just tech stuff just drives me crazy.
You and me both. And once we figure it out, they'll change it next week, right?
Well, I had some of the same problem. I did a conference call with the Basketball Museum of Illinois, mm-hmm. and I had it on my tablet, but I couldn't hear him. So I had to change it to the phone. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm the same way, you know, with my collection of Chromebooks and laptops and iPad, iPhone. I've got the work laptop and... It just seems like in about a week's time, I work on about 10 to 12 different workstations. And you would think with technology being what it is, it'd be seamless to just get everything to talk to each other. No, not a chance. Well, not a chance.
Well, we've changed up. I've got you on the phone for this, but I've got the show prep up on the tablet so I can go through the...
Well, there you go. Let's give love to our sponsors first for supporting sports here on WITY. Our presenting sponsor, ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro like it never even happened. Good folks out at UHAS Diagnostic Center, exit 210 just east. Go to the four-way at Henning Road, drop down to the frontage road, and then back for your newest Napa heavy-duty truck center. El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street for the best of Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, host of the Central Illinois Wrestling Digest, and our man on the call the other night for the Vermilion Valley Conference and County Wrestling Tournament. We'll talk a little bit about that later on, but he will be bringing us also a new edition of the Central Illinois Wrestling Digest here later this morning. Who are good friends at Latos Hardware in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware and make sure you say hi to Fifi and OSF Healthcare from preventative care, urgent care, and primary care, all the way up to cancer and specialized care here in Danville in the Vermilion County area. So, Coach, let's dive in. Boys high school hoops. Not a lot this last week. It's kind of that lull between the... between the winter tournaments or the holiday tournaments, as they were, Christmas tournaments, and the midwinter tournaments that are coming up here next week and the week after, where we'll have the county tournament, which will be the biggest one for our area. A lot of other folks will be in the conference tournaments for Little Illini, Lincoln Prairie, and so on and so forth. IPC, I think, is in there as well. But we've got some nice conference games that are getting out of the way here in that interim. And it's always interesting to see just how the coaches kind of work their players. I know there, again, you have mentioned before, not a huge fan of a lot of these tournaments, especially the ones where you have to play multiple times in a day. Maybe that's where the midwinter tournaments separate themselves a little bit from those Thanksgiving tournaments and even the Christmas tournaments, where some of those teams can play multiple times in a day.
Well, you know, in the past history, when you had one class basketball, the county tournament was the apex. I mean, it was the county schools looked forward to that because mm-hmm. When they got into regional play, you know, and I can remember the Oakwoods and the Westvilles and the Catlins and all those had to play mm-hmm. the Danville Regional, or they played the district to get there. And, you know, they always ran into Danville or maybe even the St. Joe. I can remember St. Joe and Danville playing for the regional championship. And and Danville beat St. Jonah either overtime or a close ball game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the county tournament back then, but you had more teams. You know, you're down to seven teams. Back then, I'd have to go back because I do have the county booklet. It goes all the way back. In fact, if you go to my Facebook, you can catch up on some of that stuff. But it's all changed now. The county tournament, some of these teams, because they're in a conference now, with obviously adding Chrisman and Iroquois West and Watseka and Milford, that has changed. And the county tournament, I'm not trying to poo-poo the county tournament by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not like it was back then. A lot of those county teams, they knew coming into the regional was going to be a tough one. So the winning the county championship was a big deal back then. It used to go all different high schools, and Danville used to be in it. At one time, Schramm, later on, back here in the 90s, 2000, you had Milford was in it and Schramm was in it at one time. Well, they've now changed all that. It's just a seven teams. I wonder, because a lot of these teams play, you know, like you said, play in a holiday tournament. Westville's mm-hmm. played in the and won the one in Tri-County and had their own. Well, now this is the third tournament for them. They're going to play, as opposed to those teams back there, before the season's over, they're going to play with 30-some basketball games.
Yeah.
I think they're the number one seed coming into this tournament. And so, but they're going to play some of these teams three and four times. I'm not sure that's a good thing. And I think most coaches would say the same thing. At one time, Hoopston was in it, and they dropped out because they wanted better competition. They didn't want to play Bismarck three times. It could catch them in a regional, catch them in a county tournament, catch them regular season. So it's changed. I know at one time there people have talked about maybe making this into a conference tournament, but this is run by the Principals Association,
sure.
and there's a lot of different ties with that. I don't want to get into the political part of it, but
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
And I think the nice thing, too, Coach, and maybe you can kind of attest to this, that I like having the idea of a county or a conference tournament. I come, obviously, from my background in Effingham, where we didn't have that. We were part of a midwinter tournament down in Salem, the Salem Invitational, which is just a great downstate tournament. If not for the play is one thing, but at least the media folks always got the run of the hospitality room, which is probably the most top notch in state, because they bring out crab ring, they make crab rangoon, they make nachos. It's the cafeteria folks there at Salem, and I tell you, if the kids there eat as well as what they do for the hospitality room, then there's got to be a lot of happy folks coming out of that school. But I come from back in time whenever you did a home and away for conference. It was similar to at that time the Big Ten, where you had a lot of you saw your team in your conference twice, and you made it to where you would see them possibly in. Early December, early mid-December, and then may see them again late January, early February to round out the season. And granted, you know, the Apollo Conference at that time only had, I think, eight teams, somewhere in there. So it was very easy to do. A little more difficult whenever you have a bigger conference like the VVC, where those teams, if you ended up making a home and away, that not only, of course, has the travel contingent with it that you have to concern yourself with, but you also have a situation where you do have a cap on games. You don't necessarily get some of those games away from other teams in the area that may not necessarily be in your conference.
Well, you're right. And I think the other part that people don't realize, Champaign County used to have a Champaign County from now, the Champaign schools did not participate in it. But you had those Champaign mm-hmm. County schools in it, you know, ABL and Homer and
Unity and
Unity and St. Joe, and I believe maybe Rantoul.
Muhammad probably would have been part of that, right? Yeah, back in their much smaller days.
Yeah, and then you had, you know, of course, that's gone away.
Yeah,
and Iroquois County used to have their Iroquois County tournament at that mm-hmm. time. They had Watseka, Sheldon, Milford,
Saint
Anne, Anarga. Of course, you had the Iroquois West. I'm trying to think of Gilman.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and that's gone by the wayside. I think now this may be wrong, but I think the one of the longest standing county tournaments is still the McLean County tournament, I believe.
Yeah.
And they usually play that at Illinois Wesleyan. So, in the Marin County tournament, the other night, I know that Bruce Fairchild was there and gave out some kind of reward to the Marin County tournament. And it just, you know, it's tradition for mm-hmm. Marin County. And I think that's when the Principal Association involved. They give a sportsmanship award. And now it's, they've moved from the arena to the college, which was at the college sometime when I first came down there. Community College was a the county tournament was mm-hmm. at college. So, and I think now the wrestling is also at the, and the girls' tournament is also at the college.
Indeed, it is. Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Which is a good move for the college. That means there's students coming on campus. It's a great recruiting tool. And we've added some things to it with the moving score, message board and all the things that go with it. So it's a good place, and people are close to the atmosphere as opposed to the arena. So it's kind of funny because I sit on both boards when that decision was made, and Kevin Thomas called me and said, "Coach, well, how do you feel about this?" I said, "Well," I said, "being chairman of the arena, we've looked at it because hockey was taking over more." And I said, "And then the college," I said, "it's probably best where it needs to go is back to the college," and that's what. That bad.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive into some basketball for the week here. Boys Hoops, you got that ready to roll here?
That's ready to roll, and we'll go back quickly. Unity over Paris, Rantoul over Normal West, Benton Central over Covington. I was a little surprised that score.
Yeah, because both of those teams are not doing so hot right now. So,
yeah, last week's score. Yeah, okay. Riverton, Benton Central, that Benton Central coach, that was a 50-point win. I didn't realize Benton Central was that good.
They're 3-7 now. So I think it was the week will out, and who doesn't want to, is whoever didn't want to lose the most.
Yeah. Riverton Park, Owen Valley, and Fountain Central has been on the roll here over North Central's Farmersburg. Armstrong over Sharman, Chrisman over Watsika. Westville over Assistant Park Christian Lutheran. I thought that'd be a little bit closer score, too. Georgetown over Iroquois West. Iroquois West really struggling. Villa Grove over Heritage. Oakwood over Hoopston by 18. Salt Fork in a close game with Milford, 7-point game. Dietrich over Paris. Muhammad over Rantoul. Williamsville over St. Joe. That was a 10-point win for Williamsville. Tri-County over Arthur Christian. Tri-Valley over that. I just wanted a little bit of surprise. Tri-Valley over Unity.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that score and I was a little surprised. Here's a good one. Crawfordsville, North Vermillion, 4-point loss for the Falcons. West Vigo over Riverton Park. North Montgomery over Covington again. This Clinton Central over Attica. PBL over Assistant Park again. That's a big rival right there between those two.
Mm-hmm.
And Lostelette over Martinsville by a substantial score.
Yeah.
Let's go to the.
We got last night's scores here.
Last night's scores. Yeah. I got them right here. Mm-hmm. Armstrong over Assistant Park. And a close one, about 3-point win. PHRA over Iroquois West. Oakwood over Chrisman. First Baptist Christian over Decatur Christian. Peoria over Danville, 75-43. Salt Fork over Georgetown by 13. Heritage over Oak Valley. Hipson over Milford, that's a big rivalry. That was a six-point win for Hipson. Lost that over Judah Christian, and that was a huge margin, 69-12. Casey Westfield over Paris, that's a big rivalry. Casey Westfield is really good. I know Tuscola beat them earlier, and it was a very close game, 4-5-point game. Leroy over PBL, Sharman over Watsika by 10, Cumberland over Tri-County, Sullivan, Illinois over Villa Grove, North Main over Attica, 71-22, Benton Central over Twin Lakes, Riverton Park over Covington, Clinton Prairie over Fountain Central, and a substantial margin, 41-27, Park Heritage 79, and South Main 20. Those are the updates. Let's look at
today's in today's action, Coach. We've got the Christie Clinic shootout over at St. Joe Ogden. Unity and PHRA will be part of that. Yeah, GCMS at Hoopston Area. Iroquois West welcomes in Hersher.
I'm not going to interrupt you, but yeah. You know who BHR plays and St. Joe plays?
Let me see if I can get that. I can probably get that pretty
you
quickly
find it,
here.
I'll address the GCMS yeah. at Hoopston Hersher at Iroquois West. I lost that. Stepping out and going to 3A school. They're going to play Lincoln, the Railers at Lincoln. That'd be interesting. Salt Fork at Arthur Christian. Waseca at Donovan Tri-County. That's Indiana at Attica. Covington at West Lafayette. North Putnam at Fountain Central. Greencastle, Park Heritage, Providence. Crystal Ray. I think they played in the Bismarck tournament at Riverton Park and South Marion at Seeger. You got that?
I do. So today at the Christie Clinic shootout at St. Joe Ogden High School. And remember, they have the varsity contest in the main gym, the JV and the practice gym. And the schedule is consistent all the way down for both. Eureka and BHRA kick it off. Metamora and Muhammad Seymour. Peoria versus Mount Zion. El Paso Gridley takes on Monticello. Warrensburg Latham taking on Unity. And then the nightcaps, St. Joseph Ogden and Tremont. So that'll be a fun day over there at St. Joe Ogden for folks who want to check it out. $8 for adults.
I know that was the last that we played there.
Yeah.
It's a fun time period. And, you know, I think we've even done a broadcast. I think Bismarck.
We have. Yeah, it's always a great atmosphere. Justin Franz and the AD over there.
Does a great job. He's one of the better ADs in Central Illinois.
I don't know who makes it, but you can attest to this, Coach. Somebody makes great crock pot chili that's over there. It's just the right amount of spice and heat, but then still to the point where, you know, your hair doesn't burn out of your skull, but... It's always a great atmosphere, and a great atmosphere crowd wise too. They always seem to bring teams that have pretty good fan bases to join in the fun there. Now they do the JV games about 2 hours before that. They're staggered a little bit, so for folks who want to go check it out, you could get action in 16 games. And basically, if you're gonna go spend the whole day there. It's 50 cents a game for adults. That's pretty good rate.
It is. And like I said, Justin Franzen does a great job there.
Absolutely.
They had the St. Joe tournament there early in December. We played in that. And then and you also had the shootout. We've done both of those. So, and he used to call me, he said, Coach, are the Roddy's going to come to the game, you know, the
yeah.
He never asked about my team. He always asked about the
fans. Section. Yeah, the cheering section, yeah. Coming up this week, we've got Schlarman at Judah on Monday, Lone Gant boys game there. Tuesday, you'll have Armstrong and BHRA, Chrisman and First Baptist Christian. Salt Fork and Sista Park, you know, Danville host Urbana, Georgetown Ridge Farm at Watseka, Heritage at Tri-County, Hoopston area at Schlarman, Westville at Iroquois West, Urbana Uni High at La Salette, Milford at Oakwood, Paris at Arcola, Rantoul at Mount Zion. St. Joe Ogden makes the trip to Totopolis. That'll be a good one. Tuscola at Unity. That there's usually a pretty good game. Yeah.
I believe they're undefeated.
I think you are correct. If not, they may have snuck out one loss in there, but I haven't seen any that's come across my my charts yet. Villa Grove at Blue Ridge, Fountain Central at Riverton Park. Wednesday's action, La Salette and Georgetown Ridge Farm. We anticipate being there for that game on WITYradio.com. Iroquois West hosting Donovan, Urbana Uni High at Salt Fork, Tri-County at Argentia Orienta, the First Baptist Christian at Westville. That's always a good matchup that maybe flies under the radar a little bit. And obviously Westville undefeated. First Baptist Christian, I think, has one loss in there. But I think we covered that game, I want to say, 2 years ago, Coach, at Westville. It was a lot closer game than I think a lot of people on the Westville side would have anticipated at that time. First Baptist Christian, they've got some players. They got some guys that can go out there and play. So should be a hidden gem in our schedule there. Hoopston area at Urbana Uni High, Monticello at Rantoul, Unity at St. Thomas More, Watseka at GCMS. Then coming up Friday, Martinsville at Chrisman, Peoria Notre Dame at Danville, Argentia Orienta at Heritage, La Salette at the Decatur LSA tournament. St. Joe Ogden at PBL, Sullivan at Tri-County, Okaw Valley at Village Grove, Milford at South Newton, Paris at North Vermilion, Riverton Park at Attica, Lafayette Central Catholic at Benton Central, Covington at Park Heritage, South Vermilion, Fountain Central, Southmont at Seeger. You noticed on Friday, no BVC teams. That is, of course, because of the aforementioned tournament. The girls' tournament starts on Friday, the boys on Saturday. So, boys' records, Coach, we got one undefeated at the top, the 16-0 Westville Tigers. Three 11-win teams, BHRA, Unity, Armstrong, Potomac right behind them, St. Joe Ogden, PBL each with 10. Oakwood, I think, added their 10th last night, too, if I'm not mistaken. I might have not got that on the records there. I think they're back up over 500 at 10-9. First Baptist Christian, La Salette, Salt Fork, Paris all with 8 wins. Charlemagne Tri-County, Sista Park Christ Lutheran with 7. Hoopston Area, Rantoul, Heritage all with 6, along with Village Grove. Then a little bit of a drop-off there. Danville, Georgetown Ridge, Farm, Watsika, Chrisman all with 3 wins. Milford with 2. Iroquois West still looking for their first victory of the season. On the Indiana side, Park Heritage is 10-2. Seeger is 6-3. Riverton Park 6-5. You have Fountain Central with 4 wins. North Vermilion, Benton Central with 3. We mentioned Benton Central earlier. They're on a 2-game winning streak. Attica at 2-7. Covington 1-11. South Vermilion 0-10. Girls hoops, Coach.
Girls hoops, Coach. Here we go. Let me scroll up here and get that. It was on wrestling. I'm sorry.
It's easy to do.
Yeah, it is. All right, here we go. Girls basketball. Heritage. Just want to make sure here. All right, here we go. Girls basketball. Heritage. Old Fisher, the Bunnies. GCMS over St. Joe. And a close one, 53-52. Ben Central over Lowell. Attica South Main postponed. Northview Tournament. Park Heritage over Linton. Park Heritage over Sullivan. And championship, Armstrong Potomac over Charmin, 60-19. Watsika Milford over Chrisman. Barry Bauer's team, Assistant Park, Chris Lutheran over Westville. Iroquois West over Georgetown. Salt Fork over Heritage. Hipson over Oakwood. Paris over Monticello. Sullivan, Illinois over St. Joe. And a close one, 4-point win for Sullivan, 59-55. Unity over Arcola, over the Purple Riders, BHRA over Attica, Riverton Park over South Newton, and North Vermilion over Duggar Union. Muhammad Seymour over the Vikings, 69-31, GCMS over PBL, ALH at Oakwood, Kansas, Paris at Mount Zion, Kansas, Seeger over Covington, Crawfordsville over South Vermilion, Georgetown Ridge Farm over PBL, a close one, 37-36 for Brad Russell. Watsika Milford over Hersher at a big score, 56-22. Charlotte North over South Vermilion. And here's Assistant Park again over Armstrong Potomac. Iroquois West over BHR. Salt Fork over Georgetown. Heritage over Calvary Christian. Fisher over the Westville Tigers, 63-42. Tri-County over Arthur Christian. Oakwood 36, Christian 25, Danville over Hoopston Area 57-28, PBL over Tuscola, Bill Grove and Tuscola canceled, Watsika and Charmin canceled, Covington over Attica 29-28, and a close one, Fountain Central over Western Boone, North Main over Riverton Park 30-23, Park Heritage over Southmont, Seeger over Clinton Prairie 58-35, McCutcheon over Benton Central. That's a big score.
McCutcheon. Now, surprising. Benton Central girls pretty good this year.
Yes. North Central Farmersburg over, it's a close one. 26-23. That's going to be the closest South Marine girls had a chance to win a game.
Yeah. Last night's action. You got last night's action? You want me to get?
Yeah, I got it. I got Abingdon Avon over Assistant Park 41-38.
Well, only their second loss of the year. Yeah.
Well, here's a connection there. You know, Kerry Redeker is the basketball coach at ICC.
Mm-hmm.
So that game was played at Illinois Central. I would guess it'd be a pre-game or something. And, of course, Abingdon's on the west side of the state.
Yeah.
Georgia over Danville, 46-41. Paris over Gracie Westwood. Pontiac over St. Joe in conference play. St. Joe over Blue Ridge. PBL over St. Thomas More. Bloomington Central Catholic over Rantoul. Illinois Valley over Unity. What do we got coming up for girls basketball? Iroquois West, GCMS, Decatur Unity, Christian at Tri-County, Judah Christian at Sharman, Tuscola at Unity, Clifton Central at Watseka, Milford, Covington at Rossville, that's Rossville, Indiana, West Lafayette at North Vermillion, McCutcheon at Park Heritage, Providence Cristo Rey at Riverton Park, Attica at Fountain Central. And we have the records.
Well, we got this week, this upcoming week too, Coach. So we've got.
Armstrong Potomac at BHR, Salt Fork at System Park, Georgetown at Watseka, Hoops, these are all conference games. Westville at Iroquois West, Mattoon at Paris, Tri County at Blue Ridge, Decatur Christian at Bella Grove, Fountain Central at Covington, Riverton Park at South Marion, Urbana Danville, Iroquois West at Clifton Central, PBL at Curry Central, Rantoul at Illinois Valley Central, St. Joaquin at Bloomington Central Cats, Unity at Pontiac, Attica at North Marion, Benton Central at Logansport, Park Heritage at South Marion and Tri-County at Seagrave, BHR at Watseka Milford. Should be a good game between these BHRs, much improved over last year. Chrisman, System Park, West Lutheran. I didn't say who they're playing.
Who's that?
St. Thomas More at Oakwood. Oh, Chrisman at System Park. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Too many C's in there. South Newton at Fountain Central. Armstrong Potomac Airport, West Sharman at Chrisman. System Park at Hipson. That should be a good one. That's a good rivalry. Oakwood at Georgetown Ridge Farm. Blue Ridge at Heritage. Effingham at Paris. The Flaming Hearts and the Paris Tigers. PBL at St. Joe. Westville at Salt Fork. Tri-County at Middle Grove. Covington at Park Heritage. West Mid at Shackamack. The Lakers. Southmont. The Mounties at Seagrave. The Patriots. Peoria Notre Dame at Danville. Rantoul at Monticello. Going into the old Sage Country. St. Thomas More at Unity. The Rockets. First Baptist Christian Invitational, Riverton Park at Attica, Vermillion County Associated Invitational Tournament, Hipson versus Westville, Armstrong Potomac versus Georgetown, BHR versus Oakwood. Now I can get to the record.
There you go.
There we go.
Salt Fork
leading away. Brian Russell's team. Oh, go figure. 15-2 at the top. Heritage Academy, 15-4. Paris, there's another one. Go figure. Those guys have got it going. 14-2, System Park, 12-2. You know, they fall up right from that volleyball. They're doing a great job. Watseka Milford, Barry Bowers' team, 12-2. Bismarck, I said, much improved, 10-5. Iroquois West, 10-7. Tri-County, 9 wins. St. Joaquin, 9-6. Rantoul, 9-10. Hubson, 9-10. Georgetown, Brad Russell's team, 7-6 guys. I can remember Brad was struggling just to win games. Armstrong Potomac much improved, 7-7. They were struggling also. Unity, 6-9. Danville, 6 wins. They were struggling here a couple years ago. PBL, 5-10. Oakwood, 5-13. First Baptist, 4-2. Westville, 3-14. Sharman, 2-5. Chrisman, 2-17. And Little Grove, 0-8 in Indiana. Fountain Central, the Mustangs, 14-2. The Patriots of Seagrave, 13-5. Park Heritage, 12-4. The Bisons of Benton Central, we talked about, 11-5. Riverton Park, 8-7. West Main, 7-10. Covington, 4-12. Attica, 3-12. And bringing up the bottom list, South Main.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We'll have Boys and Girls Bowling, all the wrestling, including Dustin Ehler for the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. Got DAC Sports and so much more when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermillion County.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Where in the world can you find bottle cappers? At the big box store? No, sorry. How about pressure cooker repairs? New leathers for that old hand pump? Where are you going to find a million and one items you need every day but can't find at the Super Mega Store? Latos Hardware is the place. Mower blades sharpened, window screens repaired, and if you're a do-it-yourselfer, Latos Hardware has the materials and know-how for your pet project. Have a cup of coffee while you shop at Latos Hardware in Westville.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chad and Coach back with you. Time to check in with Tim Dentman, OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Basketball and indoor track seasons are underway, and that means people like Brittany Delaney, an OSF Healthcare athletic trainer, get reacquainted with the shin, the front part of the leg between the knee and the ankle. While shin splints are a common and treatable injury, Delaney says it's important to not rush back to competition. If you have pain, swelling, tenderness, or soreness along your shin, that's the time to talk to an expert like a trainer or a doctor. Doctors might take an X-ray or CT scan to see how bad the injury is. From there, the advice is typically to rest and ease back into competition. If you rush back to games, that could lead to a stress fracture.
Foot mechanics. Do you have flat feet? People that have no arch support in their foot typically will get shin splints because it's a hard impact as opposed to having an arch where it absorbs that shock.
Icing the leg can also help. What about prevention of shin injuries? One, find some good footwear with good arch support. You can talk to an orthopedic specialist or a trainer to get some advice on that. Two, get on a workout plan that strengthens your midsection and legs, and also stretch before and after working out.
If you're a high impact sport, high running, alternate days of low impact, pool workouts, getting on a stationary bike and doing a long distance ride.
Leg compression sleeves can also help. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. Have a happy new year. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. You can find that on our website. Back episodes as well for East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest under the OSF podcast section on WITYradio.com. And, of course, on our playback, we'll get a new episode coming up next week. Coach, the lanes, bowling, we had a little bit of action this week. You had Danville picking up a sweep of Unity on boys' side, 28-02 to 22-21. That's the Pens. They swept them in three games. Hoopston area actually outscored Lincoln in the series, but Lincoln wins 2-1. Hoopston had 26-44, Lincoln 26-18. And boys' action this upcoming coming up today, the Brian Hodge tournament over in Savoy for both boys and girls for Danville, Hoopston area, and Unity. Boys bowling this upcoming week, Danville at Taylorville, Danville and Unity at Hoopston area, and Danville, Hoopston area, and Unity all at the Danville Regional. So the three area teams are going to get well acquainted here this week on bowling. On the girls' side, it was Unity over Danville in three games, 18-94 to 17-61. Danville had a game with Taylorville canceled. They had them on the schedule twice. That will be coming up on Monday. And then
They too will have a triangular with Unity at Hoopston area, and then Danville will have a match over at Chatham Glenwood to round out the week. Turn our attention to wrestling, and before we dive in with all the county and the regional stuff going on the Indiana side with girls, we've got Dustin Ehler with a check-in of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount, bringing you another episode of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. Today, we've got Dalton Bullard from Northern Illinois. Dalton has got a long wrestling pedigree, and he is also the founder of the well-known IllinoisWrestler.com wrestling platform. He promotes and educates people on the sport of wrestling throughout his social media platforms, not only with the website, but with two of the podcasts that he does. And people have really grown to love and follow the content. And I'm just grateful to be a part of this sometimes. But Dalton, tell our listeners a little bit about you. How'd you come up in the sport, and where have you grown to love wrestling so much?
I grew up wrestling early. I started when I was 5 because my older brother got started wrestling, and my parents just decided to take me along with. Early on, I fell in love with I always loved wrestling, like the act of going to practice, jumping, rolling, fighting people. Like that just always was fun to me as a young boy. And then I got competitively fixed on it. Like the competitive mindset came right away when one of my first ever match, I lost and I freaked out. I did not like losing. I didn't like the feeling of losing. So after that moment, I actually took, I want to say, almost 2 years off of competing, but I went to every practice. I never skipped a practice. From there, I just kept practicing. I knew that I wanted to be good at it. I just didn't want to go compete until I felt like I was confident and ready. And I think through that process, I just fell in love with wrestling. And then I just got slowly better. And I think at some point, I just decided, I was like, you know, I'm a wrestler. I think I played a couple other team sports along the way. And being a smaller, shorter guy, I felt like I was always discriminated against, even though I felt like I was aggressive and strong and just as capable as the other kids. I think a lot of the dad coaches would put their kid in over me. And so in 7th grade, I decided, I was like, I'm done doing team sports. I'm only going to wrestle because nobody can put their kid in front of me in wrestling. So, you know, I fell in love with that, went on to compete in high school pretty well. 4-time state placer, 2-time state finalist. I got recruited at the Division I level, a lot of schools in the Big Ten. I got recruited by Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Missouri, some other schools. I decided to go to Illinois. There was a big recruiting class that went there. I wrestled at Illinois for 3 years. Then I transferred to the University of Nebraska. And then after that, I took a gap because after I left Nebraska with a little bit of an injury, I got out of it thinking I was just going to be retired from wrestling. And I started coaching at Hononega High School for a year. And after that, a lot of people encouraged me to go back to school and finish my degree. And in the process of figuring out how to go back to school and finish my degree, I found out that I had Division III eligibility. And I went to Elmhurst College with head coach Steve Marinetti, who is an NCAA champion for University of Illinois. And I spent two and a half years there, graduated with a degree in exercise science. And then I got into coaching and stuff after that. But that's my wrestling journey.
That's awesome, man. So where'd you actually go to high school at then?
I went to Belvedere High School.
Okay, cool. And you're still in the Belvedere area now, right?
In the area. I moved to Loves Park, which is, I think it's probably like 20-minute drive to my parents' house.
Okay. So you're obviously still very active in the sport of wrestling. Everyone in Illinois knows you from your platform that you promote the sport on. What are your goals with the platform? I mean, what are you obviously trying to achieve here? I mean, it's not like you can monetize it. So it's, you know, clear that you're passionate about the sport.
Yeah, I guess one of the main drivers as to, you know, I got into digital media marketing, ironically, doing my, I don't know if you'd call it your grad program. Like I had to do a internship for exercise science. And through the process of doing my internship, I ended up making a website and doing media marketing. And I quickly like learned the field of media marketing. And then bringing it to the sport of wrestling, you know, I've looked back on my experience as a wrestler and I thought it was incredibly invaluable of the experience that it does for you if you really pursue your best version of yourself. So my main mission or goal is just to continue to make the pursuit of elite level wrestling something that everybody wants to do. And I think when you cover the sport, when you promote the sport, when you showcase the individuals who are on that journey, I think that that inspires other people to participate it as well. So that's my main driver, is just to encourage the pursuit of high level wrestling, because I think it transforms you into a unique, strong, resilient individual. So
that's awesome, man. So, I'm still pretty new to the sport. I wrestled just a little bit in high school, not much, but have been involved since my son and daughter have both taken to the sport. And it's crazy to see how fast and how much the sport has evolved because of social media. I mean, kids have access to elite level wrestling anywhere they go at any time during the day, from Instagram reels to Facebook posts to even TikToks, coaches making TikToks showing elite level wrestling and stuff. So with TikToks and other social media access that these kids have got, I mean, you see the sport evolve really fast. I mean, we've got the sport of girls wrestling is stronger than ever and evolving with Division I, Division II, and Division III colleges now sanctioning the events and having a national championship. You know, you see a lot of girls going that route, trying to earn college scholarships. It's just really neat to see the sport evolve, and I enjoy being a part of it. And once again, I appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your platform as well. It's just awesome to try and help grow the sport. So what's next? What's next for Illinois wrestler?
What's next? Good question. I think we've gotten into a really good groove, and you know, I appreciate you being a part of it. It could have probably happened a little earlier, but even last year, one thing that I try to maintain throughout the entire thing is just patience, not trying to get too anxious about what to create or what to do. And I think that, you know, like I said, I just kind of trust that everything is going to happen as it should. So the next thing is really just what I focus on now. So the next thing for us is the next tournament and making sure that we try to increase our ability to cover a tournament, cover an event pre and post, pre, during, and post, right? How we can become, you know, really good at doing that and showcasing that. Our team is growing, so I have more people that want to be a part of it and help create stuff for this. So what's next is just to continue to build relationships with coaches and people across the state so that we can do a better job telling the story of high school wrestling. And then hopefully we can expand into other fields of high school wrestling, college wrestling, youth wrestling. So yeah, I don't really know what's next. I think the next thing is just the next event, and that's it.
That's awesome, man. Well, I think we're about out of time for today. Dalton Bullard, IllinoisWrestler.com. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us. And as the great Dan Gable would say, once you've wrestled, everything else in life is easy.
Thanks, Dustin. We'll be checking in next week for another edition of the Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. Speaking of boys wrestling this past week at the Unity Christian Christmas Duels last weekend, Rand Toole went 2-1. Armstrong Potomac 2-2 at that meet. IHSA The Clash at La Crosse, Wisconsin. 2-1 weekend, 2-1 day two, I should say, for Unity in that meet. West Vigo Winter Duel Saturday's action had Paris winning 4 out of their 5 matches. Park Heritage went 3-1 in their meets. They lost a heartbreaking Criteria F tiebreaker to West Vigo, despite tying with the points there. Braves Brawl. You had Seeger going 3-3. Fountain Central also participating there. They had a hard luck day, 0-6. Head-to-head action last weekend, or triangular meet, St. Joe Ogden sweeps BHRA Armstrong Potomac and Warrensburg Latham. Warrensburg would defeat BHRA Armstrong Potomac in the other one. And I say Warrensburg Latham, they have like 3 or 4 schools that are all hyphenated names slammed together. So for the sake of time, I'll just keep that at Warrensburg. Clifton Central, Iroquois West sweeps their meets against Prairie Central in Ottawa. GCMS Fisher over Oakwood Salt Fork, as did Mount Zion. So a little bit of a hard luck weekend last weekend for OSF. The payoff will be here in just a moment. Fountain Central lost to Crawfordsville, North Vermilion over North Central. And you had on Thursday, you had the Vermilion Valley Conference and Vermilion County wrestling tournament out at DAC. Ninth year in a row, Oakwood Salt Fork wins. They'd swept their matches over BHRA Armstrong Potomac, Westville, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, and Hoopston area, Milford. Second was Westville, third was BHRA, and fourth was Hoopston in that meet. If you want to go back and listen to any of the action, they're broken up by hour on our website, WITYradio.com/sports, under our sports podcast there. You can go back and check out all the action that Dustin Ehler and myself had this past Thursday. Some of those teams, actually one of those teams already back at it yesterday, Oakwood Salt Fork at the Lyle King Pitt invite, Princeton Invitational Tournament. Cole City leading that one after day one action, 97.5 points. You had Oakwood Salt Fork tied for sixth heading into today's action with 58.5. The only other local team there, Clifton Central Iroquois West, 14th with 51. That continues today. Prairie Central Hawk Classic today for Hoopston area Milford. Paris and St. Joe Ogden at the Robinson Duels Tourney. Rantoul is at Lamphere Tournament and at more. I don't know if they're dividing their team or if there was one of those that has been scratched from the schedule, but they had that listed for both. Unity at Sycamore. Nick Spittler invite over at North Newton for Attica today. South Vermilion invite. We'll have Seeger, North Vermilion, and Covington joining them. Fountain Central at North Central Indianapolis. Park Heritage and Riverton Park at the Zionsville Hall of Fame meet this week. You have Triangular for CCIW at Hersher with Bishop Mack. Big one at Oakwood Salt Fork. Matt Toon coming in. Always fun to for Coach Glosser there. See his alma mater come into town. A little bigger school there. Mount Zion at Rantoul, South Vermilion at St. Joe Ogden, Lafayette Central Catholic at Attica, North Putt at Covington, Fountain Central at Southmont, Park Heritage at Weibo. You have Paris at West Vigo, Terre Haute North at Riverton Park. BHRA Armstrong Potomac hosts Urbana next week on Friday. Reed Custer Comet Classic for CCIW and Hoopston area Milford. Illini Prairie Conference Tournament for Unity, St. Joe Ogden, and Rantoul. Girls wrestling for the week. And last weekend you had on the Indiana side, excuse me, we'll get to that in a moment. We had the Bolingbrook Donna Jean invite, area individuals. You had seven from CCIW and seven from Oakwood Salt Fork competing in the various classes on that second day for that meet there. Just kind of roaming through there. I think we did have a champion on one of these. Yeah, Peyton Temple of Clifton Central Iroquois West placed first in the 170-pound class. Some other placements in the 155, it was Reagan McRae of Oakwood Salt Fork placing sixth. You had a third-place finish for Laney Ehler in the 115 class for OSF. Fifth place for the 110-pound class for Lacey Temple for CCIW last weekend in girls wrestling action. Today, no girls wrestling action. In fact, pretty quiet week coming up in girls action this week. Mohammed Seymour Tournament for St. Joe Ogden and Rantoul. And then you have the Indiana State Tournament coming up this weekend, or next week, I should say. Today's action, they'll have the regionals over there at the IHSAA. And just about every weight class, you've got at least one. I think there's maybe one or two that they don't have. But representatives from Attica, Seeger, Riverton Park, and Benton Central, as well as Fountain Central, all converging today. There is a South Vermilion representative there, as well as Covington, at the Kokomo Regional, IHSAA. Elsewhere, Rantoul at Lamphere Tournament today, and Unity at making the big drive down to Benton, to south of Mount Vernon there. In Tax Sports, Coach, this last week, men's team wins over Red Lake 76-66. They're in action today hosting Lincoln Land. Then this week they're at Parkland. Women's hoops, they lose, ladies lose to Lakeland 84-49. That's always a tough one there. Well, Coach Lakeland squad, it's is it Coach Johnson that's still there?
Yes, Coach Johnson's still there.
Yep.
He won the national champion. He was from Rossville originally, but
yeah. Does a fine, fine job with that program. So he took over a long time ago, and it seems like time's getting away from us. Long time ago now. And then the ladies will host Lincoln Land today. They'll be at Parkland this week. We'll wrap up our Saturday Sports Connection with our final thoughts when we return on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Yuhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Yuhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Yuhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, online at WITYradio.com and the WITY radio app. Coach Shin Chad back with you. Other items to talk about: Danville High School baseball open gyms got started this week every Monday and Wednesday, 6 to 7:30 at DHS Fieldhouse. Contact Matt Scoverin, the coach, 217-444-1854, or email scoverinm at danville118.org for more details on maybe working out with the baseball team here this year. Central High School Athletic Hall of Fame inductees coming up on the 21st at 5 p.m. They're honoring Benjamin Johnson and Sophia Evans. Reception to follow, introduction, and wrestling. Hoopston Area Hall of Fame, they've got this year recognizing 1977 girls volleyball team. Coach W.J. Doc Colto? You may know that.
Yeah,
Coltaw. Okay, sorry.
He used to be the coach and, AD at Rankin for a long time, and his sons were pretty good athletes.
Yeah. So you've got that coming up. That is going to be on February 6th. They'll be honoring them at halftime for that class there. Also athletes Wayne Hamerton, Greg Bain, Chuck Powell, all part of that. And finally, Coach, being at the tournament, Vermilion County Tournament, Kevin Thomas passed this along yesterday. They're going to be honoring past champions of the Vermilion County Basketball Tournament, focusing on the years 1916 to 1969, a legacy that lasts. They will have that at halftime of the third and fourth place boys game on Saturday the 24th. That's 2 weeks away, 6:30 tip-off. And we'll talk about this a little more next week's episode as well.
Okay.
So, but they are planning on doing something of that nature every year for different eras. So very cool to check that out here, Coach. Coach, we got about 10 seconds. I know that's tight. What you got?
Wayne Hamerton is going to introduce. He used to be the coach in Peoria at Richwoods. So he played at East Lynn, just a little sidebar on that whole thing.
Sounds great. We'll back up next week. We've got another full show waiting in the wings, and you have a good week, Coach. We'll see you.
All right. Take care.
This has been another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection on WITY. Talk to you soon.